Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, you have become a blessing to others by allowing Jesus to work in you and through you, and his life is the best life there is. I can't think of another life I would rather live. I can't. The life in Jesus Christ has just blessed every area of my life, in every situation, every issue that I've gone through in these last 76 plus years. I know that God is with me and he's going to take care of me, and I am in absolute joy over serving him. So I agree. His life is the best life there is. I wouldn't have another kind of life. I hope you feel the same way today. Oh, let's do our Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And as I was mowing the lawn today, I was saying, Lord, you live in me, you move in me, and you have all of my being. In the mornings when I wake up, and after I praise him and speak in my spiritual language for a few minutes, I ask him, what do you want me to do today? And he usually has it all taken care of. He just tells me what to do. And today, he wanted me to do several things that I usually don't do at the beginning of the week. And I knew that he was going to take care of it, and he was going to give me strength to do it. Praise the Lord. It's just been a wonderful life living with Jesus. It truly has. I invite any of you who haven't made him Savior and Lord of your life just to say, Father, I am so thankful that you are there, that Jesus was there for me. I am a sinner, and I want to know Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. So here, I repent of my sin. You have sin in your life before you come to know Jesus. You have sin after your life, but Jesus takes care of that. I repent of my sin, and Jesus, I make you Savior and Lord of my life. Give me a fresh start. Give me a new heart and a fresh start. Hallelujah. Oh, it's just a simple prayer. Anything that you say to him is like what you say to your friends or your children or your mom and dad. You talk to the Lord that way. It's just so wonderful to serve him. Our meeting is this next Saturday, June the 12th, and breakfast is at 8:30. No more restrictions. Praise God. And I invite you to come. We're going to have so much fun. And call me at 1-866-917-7256 for reservation for the restaurant. That's 8:30. Then we'll have our meeting at 10 o'clock with wonderful praise music and a great Bible study. But we are not having lunch. About 2 months ago, Brandon and Rebecca told us that they were going to be married on June the 13th. Hello. I thought, oh, this is going to be interesting. And so Saturday, right after the meeting, I will be leaving. Kimberly's baking cakes at my house and frosting them, and we're going to take them down to Colorado Springs. And then we're going to help Dana get all of the food ready for the wedding on Sunday. This is a true family affair. So we're not having lunch this meeting. But if you're disappointed not having lunch, come for breakfast at 8:30. All right. It's going to be a fun time. And I think getting together is such a blessing, and the summer is beautiful. And so I just pray that you will join us on Saturday, June the 12th, 1-866-917-7256 for reservations. And there are a whole bunch of people who did not receive the vaccine. And they support Trump loyally. They do. And they're just waiting. They're in the waiting game right now. Remember, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We're in a waiting game right now, which is very good. Sometimes when you go and wait and rest on the Lord and take a deep breath and say, Father God, I'm yours. I'm yours. Do to me whatever you want to do, Holy Spirit. And he says, wait, we're going to see something happen here in the future. And I'm so grateful. So thank you for praying for President Trump. We're going to see more of him. And also, while you're at the praying over countries, pray for Benjamin Netanyahu. I believe that God is not going to see his country turned into a Palestinian country. So pray for Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israel. They're in a place right now where they are trying to get the a government with Palestinians and Israelis. It's not going to work. So thank you, Father God, that Israel is the apple of your eye, the treasure of your heart. And Father God, I thank you for remembering Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And thank you for guarding them and protecting them in Jesus' name. Our memory verse for this week is Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will accomplish what concerns me. I want to tell you, the Lord will accomplish what concerns you. Thy loving kindness, O Lord, is everlasting. Do not forsake the works of thy hands. The work of God's hands is keeping you safe, keeping you protected, keeping you provided with what you need every day. So Psalm 138, verse 8, it kind of goes right along with Philippians 2:13. It is God who is at work in you, both to work and to will for his good pleasure. So I like Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will accomplish what concerns you, friend. In the Passion, it says, you keep every promise you've ever made to me. Think about that. He's kept every promise he's made to you. Have you asked him? Have you believed that he's going to accomplish those things for you? Well, it's a good time to start right now. The Passion goes on to say, since your love for me is constant and endless, I ask you, Lord, to finish every good thing that you've begun in me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I believe that we need to forget those things which are behind and go forward with a goal of pleasing him, of seeing in the future a wonderful eternity with our friends and loved ones. It's just joy. It truly is joy. My confession for today by Rick Renner, I declare by faith that I am a godly parent. Why don't we say that? Some of you do not have children, but you do have children in this world, maybe not biological, but you have probably gained some children who take advice from you. I declare by faith that I am a godly parent. Say that with me. I declare by faith that I am a godly parent, and I lead my children in the way of righteousness. I'm not afraid to step up to the plate and take my leadership role. And as matriarch now of the family, I am taking up that role. I do it boldly, proudly, and reverently, realizing that this is one of the greatest honors and responsibilities of my life. Yes, my responsibility is praying for my children and grandchildren, and yes, my great-grandchildren. And that's important that you know that too, friend. Your prayers now, you're praying. There was a time that you nurtured them and educated them. You let them go, and now you're praying for them. You're the prayer warrior of the family. I recognize that my children are gifts from God, and I treat them with the greatest respect as I teach them and see them become successful adults. Yes, we're still teaching them. In our older years, we're still teaching those young adults how to behave, how to raise their children, giving them advice. I know that Holy Spirit will guide them and teach them to be anointed, godly, and blessed members of the body of Christ. Oh, I love that. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Rick Renner. As I've been watching the attitudes of the world around me, and yes, even the attitudes of those who call themselves Christians, seeing them hesitate or be ashamed of what's going on, maybe, or shameful of where they are, or just having a fearful attitude, even as Christians, it's given me insight on the condition of the people who call themselves intellects and educated. I used to look up to those kinds of people. I really did. But not so much anymore. the attitude of people generally when something or someone comes against their ideals or their ideologies is to go after them, crush them, decimate them, defeat them. I was there. I've been there in my 30s and 40s. Man, I thought it was my responsibility. Remember Kimberly's teaching on respondability? Oh, I really received from that teaching. Well, last week in my Bible reading, I realized that King David faced the same opposition that we do today. We have Holy Spirit in us. He didn't. He was guided by Holy Spirit, but Holy Spirit wasn't living in him as he is in us today. And King David didn't have the new covenant. Look what you have in front of you in your Bible, what I have to guide me and direct me and teach me. Well, people who are walking stubbornly toward evil with your destruction on their minds, you can do something about it. And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. But today I'm going to talk a little bit more about King David and his moodiness. Was part of his melancholy personality, and he was very dramatic. And those can be used for good, and they were, because so many of his psalms are uplifting, they're joyful, they're praising God and worshiping him and helping us to learn how to worship God. I love the psalms, and we've been going through the psalms. But there are times when King David just... he was laid low. He really was. His moodiness actually got to him. I remember when John asked me out on our first date, and we were going to UCLA, and I said, well, I'm really moody. I told him that. Our first date, why would I have done that? But I told him that. And it's important to know what kind of personality that you are seeing in yourself so that you can begin to do something about some of the things that are making you moody. What's making me moody? How can I have a personality here that is steadfast and sure and will not go up and down every day if something happens? Something happens and I'm in a good mood, boom, in a bad mood immediately. What can I do to help that, to control that? Here goes self-control again in Galatians 5:22. But you can control those attitudes and behaviors, especially if you're melancholy or moody. Now here King David says in Psalm 55, here he is, moody King David. I'm preoccupied with the threats of my enemies. And they're enemies of the believers, but King David had a lot of enemies. He did. It kind of reminds me of President Trump. He had a lot of enemies. But every day when I heard him, he was up. He was not giving in to the negative rhetoric and the narratives of the enemy. And so here we see King David kind of giving in to the threats. And I'm crushed by the pressure of their opposition. He's saying this in Psalm 55. They rise up against me in an angry uproar. And I want to say here, right here, for some of you, you are caught in thinking of the negative that's going on today, in what's going on in the political world. You're thinking about all the things that have resulted from COVID-19, and you're still talking about it. Get over it. Get over it. Get over those things. And the joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. Thinking about these things and the enemies and them crushing you is only going to sap your strength. Now here he says, if only I could fly away from all of this. Have you noticed that people are booking flights for all kinds of places right now? The airlines are full because people want to get away. They want to get away. Something wonderful. Matt just put up on the monitor a beautiful picture of the mountains with flowers. And I said, oh, I'd love to be there. I'd love to be there. And we all have those aching moments when, oh, I'd love to be there. If only I could fly away from all of this. If only I could run away to the place of rest and peace. I would run far away where no one could find me, escaping to a wilderness retreat. No, I don't want to be in a wilderness retreat. I want to be right in the thick of it. Don't you? I want to be there standing up bold and brave and serving God and saying, I will not bend to the enemy. I want to be there. And some of you still are kind of swaying to that side going, oh, look what's happening. It's, a couple even sent me a picture of Dr. Fauci, and I immediately deleted it. I don't want to look at those things. I really don't. No, I'm not in denial. I'm just choosing to have my mind and my heart full of things of the Lord and not of the world. From Psalm 55, King David goes on to say, wherever you turn, you find trouble and ruin. See, I don't want that kind of attitude in my life. But he was at a point in his life later on, he had been a great warrior. You know his life story. He started slaying Goliath, and he was brave. He was a man of blood. He defeated all the Philistines and all the enemies that were surrounding Israel. So as he was getting older, he was finding more people that were talking about him, talking negatively about him, opposing him. And he says here, wherever you turn, you find trouble and ruin. Though many wish to fight and turn the tide of battle, I will be safe and secure, and peace will be my portion. Now, see, he starts out saying, the enemy is crushing me. The threats of the enemy are terrible. But then what does he say? That's what this personality does. And we've got to stay on that plateau. We've got to stay in that realm of peace and joy in God. God himself, here he is now. He's giving it over to God, casting his burden on God here. God himself will put them in their place. All those who refuse to love and revere him, leave all your care and anxieties at the feet of the Lord, and measureless grace will strengthen you. He will watch over you, never letting you slip or be overthrown. He will send all your enemies to the pit of destruction. Murderers, liars, and betrayers will face an untimely death. But my life's hope and trust is in you, Lord, and you'll never fail to rescue me. Oh, I love those words of comfort when you're facing an enemy. Just rejoice in God and say, God, I know you've got this. We do have an enemy. And I know you remember this phrase, we have met the enemy and it is us. Well, that's Walt Kelly from 1970. And he took he paraphrased a quote from Oliver Perry in 1813. On September 10th, after defeating the British fleet in the Battle of Lake Erie, Oliver Perry, commander of the American fleet, dispatched one of the most famous messages in military history to Major General William Henry Harrison. It read, "Dear General, we have met the enemy and they are ours." He was saying, we got the enemy. We have defeated the enemy. They are ours. Two ships, two brigs, two schooners, and one sloop. Yours with great respect and esteem, H. Perry. And then in 1970, Walt Kelly famously paraphrased that statement as, we have met the enemy and he is us, seeing the sad state of the country in 1970. And it was in a sad state. The Vietnam War was still going full board, and there was the love child LSD drug scene. Oh, it's just, 1970 was really a very difficult year for a lot of people. High interest rates. And he was seeing the sad state of this country and said, we have met the enemy and he is us. Well, believers have met the enemy just as King David did so many years ago. And God has defeated the enemy. There is evidence now that the enemy has come from within this country. Why is our country in such disarray, laziness, and apathy? That's all I can think of, laziness and apathy, so caught up in our personal lives that we didn't seem to see beyond our front yards. And yes, the enemy seems to be trying to destroy from the inside through legislation and appointing people who are anti-God and trying to bring a government that has proven over and over again to destroy its people, and that's communism and socialism. And here we see people wanting to have that every day, every day, every day. Well, I'm the kind of person, I don't dwell on that. I dwell on scriptures like, through our God we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down the enemy. That's what I love, that kind of word. The word is my comfort, my victorious deliverer from fear and anxiety. Yes, we have met the enemy. And yes, because of Jesus Christ, that enemy is ours. Jesus has made a way where the enemy has been defeated, and we can say we have met the enemy and he is ours. King David did not have the victory of the cross of Christ, and he was still maintaining that the enemy needed to be crushed and taken out. Well, praise God, we can say we have met the enemy and he is ours. that enemy is ours. After this song by Paul Wilbur, I'm going to go into Psalm 68. It's a wonderful thing on Let God Arise, His Enemies Be Scattered. Oh, he is the God who rises up to defeat all your enemies. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. He is El Elyon, El Shaddai, the God of more than enough for you today. And that's what Psalm 68 says. You need to read that sometime today. God, arise with awesome power, and every one of your enemies will scatter in fear. You see, your enemies are God's enemies. Yes. So you don't have to worry about, you know, crushing them and defeating them and doing all of this. You say the word of God, God, arise with your awesome power. He will do it. Chase them away, all these God haters. Blow them away as a puff of smoke. Melt them away like wax in the fire. One good look at you and the wicked vanish. One good look at him and the wicked vanish. I love this. But let all the righteous be glad. Yes, let them all rejoice in your presence and be carried away with gladness. Let them laugh and be radiant with joy. That is our respondability to God's victory in our lives against our enemies. And I'll be reading more of Psalm 68. Read through that today if you have time. I hope you do have time. Make time. And we're going to be doing more of showing God that we're letting him be the victor here. We're going to let him be the champion of champions. God bless you. And remember the meeting on Saturday. Call me at 1-866-917-7256. Love you guys. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.